Today's business news focuses on a development in the indie music market. In the music industry, discount retailers like Walmart and Best Buy have been blamed for squeezing independent record stores and even some mid-sized chains. These stores just can't compete with the low prices offered by the big box stores. The problem with big retailers is they don't carry the little labels offered by smaller shops. Now the nation's largest consumer electronics retailer, Best Buy, is wading into the indie music market by partnering with online distributor CDBaby.com. Minnesota Public Radio's Annie Baxter reports.
In a lot of ways, CD Baby is to musicians what online publishing has been to writers. It allows musicians to get their work distributed nationally at little cost. That was the allure for Minneapolis-based music producer Mark Wade. He runs a small label focused on releasing CDs by a 17-year-old son, who goes by the name AD, short for American Dream. Earlier this year, Wade started selling his son's music at CD Baby.
CD Baby was something that a lot of musicians had always told me about. We thought it would be easier to sell product online with CD Baby as opposed to what we would probably do if we were able to package it up and try to put it out there ourselves. Got a CD for all y'all to go bump, cuz
handing out my face on the bumper sticker. Artists pay a flat fee of $35 to get CD Baby to set up a page for them on its website. Artists send a few of their recordings, which CD Baby keeps in a warehouse. And when a customer orders a disc, CD Baby staff take care of all the billing and shipping. Artists decide themselves how much to charge per recording, and CD Baby gets $4 from every sale. Mark Wade says he's only sold a handful of his son's CDs through the website so far, but he believes it's still worth it. According to CD Baby's figures, the site attracts 150,000 visitors a day and has sold nearly 2 million discs.
Do you ever buy stuff off of CD Baby yourself?
Yeah, all the time.
Kelly Egan is director of business development in Best Buy's corporate entertainment division just outside Minneapolis. He's one of the people behind the retailer's new partnership with CD Baby. The deal launched with little fanfare in November. Egan says the idea for the partnership derived from research he did at stores in Best Buy's chain. He says he found that employees were frequently referring customers to local record shops because the clients were asking about indie music CDs Best Buy doesn't carry.
Being a large music retailer, many of those titles that are smaller we can't get because of distribution on the artist end. So as a result, I observed a demand of our customers wanting to have more independent artists.
Egan says it was a no-brainer to turn to CD Baby to get access to those indie titles. The online retailer is among the oldest of its kind, and its founder, Derek Sivers, has a lot of credibility in the indie community for his honesty and integrity. Sivers is quick to point out that the deal with Best Buy won't affect how much musicians get from the sale of their CDs. Best Buy's cut comes out of CD Baby's own $4 commission on each sale. But Sivers says he's aware that some indie music artists might question why he would partner with a company that's been accused of helping to put independent music stores out of business.
Best Buy is the boogeyman until all of a sudden they're selling your music and they love your music and want to sell it, and then, hey, they're not so bad.
Sivers insists CD Baby won't change to appeal to a wider audience just because it's hooked up to Best Buy. He hopes the partnership will advance his goal of promoting lesser-known artists. But he says he's not being overly optimistic.
I don't think it's going to be a big, huge difference. I don't think this is going to, you know, quadruple our sales or anything like that.
If expectations are low for moving a lot of merchandise, that begs the question of how much the deal will benefit Best Buy. CDs don't generate huge profits to begin with. Only 16% of the company's revenue comes from entertainment software like CDs, according to Best Buy's last earnings statement. That means CDs are loss leaders. They're not big moneymakers themselves, but they draw people into the store, sometimes long enough to fall in love with an expensive plasma TV, which is how Best Buy makes most of its money. According to Aram Sinreich, a music industry analyst with Radar Research in L.A., the loss leader phenomenon means big retailers like Best Buy have to calculate very carefully what they're going to sell in their stores because every square foot affects profit margin. Sinreich says, with respect to CDs, that often means appealing to the lowest common denominator of taste. Sinreich says Best Buy's partnership with CD Baby shakes up that formula.
When you're dealing with the internet, the aisles and the shelves are essentially infinite. And the way that you develop profit is through building a long-term relationship with your client base and making sure that they come back again and again and making sure that your brand is foremost in their minds, whatever they need. And the way to do that is by infinitely expanding the amount of music and the variety of products that you sell.
Sinreich says while most music sales are still tendered in brick-and-mortar stores, it's smart for Best Buy to go after the online business. And the company's deal with CD Baby isn't its first venture online. Best Buy sells gift certificates for the digital download website iTunes. And since 2003, the retailer has been offering access to the digital music subscription services Rhapsody and Napster through interactive kiosks in its stores. The partnership with CD Baby might eventually follow that model, but for now it's exclusively an online relationship. A banner on Best Buy's site links to CD Baby. Minneapolis music producer Mark Wade is skeptical about the Best Buy deal. He doubts it'll generate much interest in the American Dream recordings he's posting on CD Baby.
My understanding, most people that are finding independent artists, they know about CD Baby and they don't need to go to Best Buy to find that out. And most people that go to Best Buy are looking for what's the latest artist that they're trying to search for. So I don't see it as being a big deal to me.
Wade says if CD Baby discs were featured in Best Buy stores, he'd feel more hopeful about the arrangement. But for now, if you're looking for the American Dream, you'll have to go online. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter in St. Paul.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.